This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله الصلاة
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على نهجه ومستن بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فاتقوا الله أيها الأحباب فقد أمرنا سبحانه وتعالى في تنزيله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون ثم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, on this blessed day and hour and month of يوم الجمعة and شهر المبارك, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us our efforts and forgive us of our shortcomings and our mistakes. Allahumma ameen. We pray that Allah Azza wa Jalla accept our qiyam, our siyam, our du'as, especially in this month. Allahumma ameen. Furthermore, brothers and sisters, we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to ease the pain and suffering of our brothers and sisters aynama kan, wherever they may be, in Palestine, in Gaza, in Yemen, in Sudan, and throughout the world, throughout the Muslim world. Allahumma ameen. Ayyuha al-ahbab, there's a good chance for you and I to assume that many of the khatibs today, especially we are almost at the middle of the month of Ramadan, khatibs will be dedicating their khutbahs and their topics on encouraging us to remain consistent. Because usually this is the time where many Muslims experience a slump in their fasting, in their whole experience with Ramadan. You might get a little exhausted, a little tired. And then it starts to pick up as we get closer to the last 10 nights. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us strength. And so with that being said, I'm not going to do that today. I want to share with you a couple of things that will help myself and you really make the most of Ramadan, but we're only going to focus on one thing. Before we mention what that is, when it comes to the rituals of Ramadan, the fasting, the taraweeh, the du'as, for the most part, alhamdulillah, all of us have that and we have a good connection with that. Because prior to Ramadan, we've been reminded about the importance of its blessings and the mercy and the forgiveness. We're constantly reminded the importance of du'a. And we're here every night for Taraweeh. So when it comes to the rituals, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept it from all of us. Allahumma ameen. There's another side to the experience of Ramadan that is absolutely important. Ramadan also exposes a weakness in the Muslim culture. A weakness that we constantly have to be reminded. We constantly need direction. We constantly need nasiha. That part of Ramadan is our akhlaq. It's our etiquettes. Now there's three things. Before Ramadan, you heard that the ultimate goal of this month was لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you might attain taqwa. But what does that mean in Ramadan? We have taqwa throughout the year, don't we? وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. But when it comes to Ramadan, Allah says, so perhaps inshallah you're going to attain taqwa. But you have taqwa. So what is this ayah focusing on with respect to Ramadan that's different from outside of Ramadan? Three things the scholars tell us. Number one, when it comes to attaining the taqwa of Ramadan, number one, sincerity, ikhlas. Think about it. Nobody knows who is fasting except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that individual. And what I mean by that is, somebody could easily break their fast at home, come and have iftar, and we would never know. Fasting provides this private relationship between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody's gonna know about it. Nobody's gonna know about your experience. It's solely between you and our Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama, they say the benefit of that and what makes this sincerity connected to taqwa in Ramadan is that Ramadan helps us to reinforce and purify our sincerity for Allah Azza wa Jal. So we experience it already. How does prayer feel now in Ramadan? It's different. Fasting, it's different. Even in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. Allah Azza wa Jal wants ease for you with respect to Ramadan. He doesn't want to make it difficult for you or me. And one very clear example of that is, try fasting outside of Ramadan. It's almost impossible. But alhamdulillah, by Allah's grace, we can do it for an entire month in the month of Ramadan. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept. Allahumma ameen. Number two. So we have sincerity. Here's number two. The scholars say sabr, patience, is emphasized more in this month, and that's part of the connection of taqwa. We're patient throughout the day. We're patient during our fast, no matter how much it hurts, no matter how thirsty, how hungry, we go through it all. And we do this for the sake of Allah. This is teaching us, even if we have patience, it's teaching us to reinforce and strengthen the relationship between us and patience. Now, one hadith I want to share with you about patience, about sabr. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam once saw a woman crying next to a grave. And she was crying and crying, really emotional. So he paused and he said to her, if you are patient, this is better for you. And the woman, she made a remark. She responded to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam with a phrase that wasn't appropriate. Basically, she said, just leave me alone. This is my time, leave me alone. She doesn't know that that's the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Later on, she learns who he was, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She went directly to his house. And she apologized. She spoke to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. She apologized. And she explained that this was my child that died. And the emotional pain that I'm experiencing got the best of me. The Prophet ﷺ then tells her, إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ صَدْمَةِ الْأُولَى. Patience is the first thing you should feel and experience when a hardship or a calamity comes to you or me. The first thing that should happen is patience. Now remember, we talk about this all the time. Patience doesn't mean to hold back your tears. It means to control them. Patience doesn't mean don't feel sad or emotional. It means to control them. So remember this one hadith about patience, because we need it now more than ever, with all of the struggles of this world, to remind ourselves that we can never, ever live a healthy spiritual life without patience. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless all of us with beautiful patience. Allahumma ameen. Number three. The ulama, they say, to attain the taqwa that's emphasized in Ramadan, akhlaq, akhlaq, akhlaq. Our manners. Ramadan reminds us how we get along, how we talk to each other, how we park, where we go. When we have our iftars, that we make sure we finish what we take. We don't waste, we donate, we help, we look out for each other. It reminds us how important it is for you and me to get along. Because look at the whole experience of Ramadan. We pray together, we fast together, we celebrate together, everything about it brings us together as a community. And so what I want to emphasize today is the struggle between strengthening and purifying our akhlaq so that we continue Ramadan as better people and as better Muslims, and inshallah that carries on after Ramadan, bi-iznillah. Here is one hadith that inshallah ta'ala I think would really help. Our Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam told us in an authentic narration, أَكْمَلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, the most complete believers, إِيمَانًا, with respect to their faith, أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا وَأَلْطَفَهُمْ بِأَهْلِ. The Prophet ﷺ says, those believers that have complete iman must have these two things. Number one, they must have good manners. And number two, they are soft and gentle with their families. You know who narrated this hadith? It was Aisha radiallahu anha. You know why that's important? Because she is going to know more than anyone else the akhlaq of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And she is narrating that these are the two things the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that we must have. They're linked together. You cannot have strong iman but no akhlaq. You cannot preserve and protect akhlaq and still have weak iman. You need both of these. So this point about being soft and gentle with the family, that's our starting point. Ask yourself, brothers and sisters, what kind of presence do you have? What kind of presence do you have when you enter the home? What's the impression that your family gets and feels when you're around? Some families, they count the minutes before he or she, whoever it is, could be mom, dad, husband, wife, children, sons, daughter, doesn't matter. But there's that one member of the family that perhaps the rest don't get along with. Or there's always confrontation, there's always problems. This doesn't pause in Ramadan. What the Prophet ﷺ tells us, that if you want to really work on yourself, then it starts with the people who surround themselves with you the most, our families. Here's the second hadith. The second hadith our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam tells us, this is an authentic hadith, لا يستقيم إيمان لا يستقيم إيمان عبد حتى يستقيم قلبه. Pause. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam tells us, our faith, our iman, it's not going to stand and become firm unless and until our hearts become firm, until our hearts can stand on its own. And what we mean by that is, you have a heart where there is no compromise between right and wrong. When you see wrong, you understand it's wrong. When you see right, you understand crystal clear, this is the right thing to do. If your heart is starting to feel that way now, or you've been feeling that kind of heart throughout the month, count your blessings, walillah ilhamd, because Allah Azza wa Jal is facilitating a path towards His forgiveness and mercy. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow all of us to be on that path. Allahumma ameen. So your heart, this is the second place to start as well. So how do you do that? How do you work on a heart that stays firm and iman is preserved? Listen to the rest of the hadith. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam continues and he says, وَلَا يَسْتَقِيمُ قَلْبُ. The heart is never going to be firm and stand on its own. حَتَّى يَسْتَقِيمُ لِسَانُ. Until the tongue is controlled. It stands by itself. Meaning, you never allow your tongue to become loose. If we want the hearts to be firm with iman, the next step to achieve that in this hadith is we control what we say. Think about it, brothers and sisters. This is exactly, as a community across the world, this is our struggle. It's akhlaq. Having and holding on to faith and iman, many of us can do that. Many of us can get to the masjid. It's a great positive for all of us. But once we step out of those grounds, or somebody gets upset, or they get irritated, and you know the list goes on, that's the turning point. This Ramadan, I'm encouraging myself and all of you here to do one thing, especially when you leave here today. Today at some point, I have an assignment for all of you, and I'm going to have this assignment as well. The first thing that I want to ask you to do, when you get home, ask your family, anybody, children, your spouse, ask them, tell me one part of my character that I need to work on. Tell me one weakness that I have. And then you can do the same with them. You see, if you do this, scholars, they say, it starts to bring about the sense of humility. It'll help you recognize, wait a minute, I really have to work on my patience. I really have to work on my actions, how I behave, when I'm upset, what I say, what do? How do I react? I really got to work on this. When you start to do that, the ulama, they tell us, embrace those faults. Embrace them, especially in this month. So that inshallah ta'ala, when you start to see those weaknesses, you accept, yes, this is my reality, but you don't stop there. Because why? You have a heart that's firm. And because that heart is firm, now you can start to look at all those weaknesses and inshallah turn them into strengths. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to continue to purify our hearts and our actions in a way that He is pleased with. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to count us from amongst the righteous in this world and in the hereafter. Allahumma ameen. Here's where we will pause. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. If I may ask the brothers at the back, or actually all of the brothers, to kindly move forward during the resting period, please, so that we can allow some more brothers and sisters in. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله عليه أفضل الصلاة ومن والاه أما بعد. Finally, brothers and sisters, this month of Ramadan, When we consider all of the pain and tragedy around the world, this Ramadan is different. This is a personal reminder to me and you, inshallah ta'ala. Every dua that you make, add our brothers and sisters struggling around the world, ensure that they are part of your duas as much as you are. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease their pain and suffering. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially for our brothers and sisters in Gaza, we ask Allah azza wa jal ease their pain and suffering. Whatever condition and state that they may be in, we ask Allah azza wa jal to bless them with the blessings of Ramadan, to honor them in this world and in the akhirah. We ask Allah azza wa jal to reunite all of us with them together in Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. We ask Allah azza wa jal to preserve our brothers and sisters across the world, those that are alone, those that are with families and communities. We ask Allah azza wa jal, keep us together. Ya Rabbi, in this blessed day and hour of Yawm al-Jum'ah, we are making dua to you, Ya Allah. We have no strength except that strength comes from you. We cannot say anything unless you allow it. We cannot see or do anything unless you allow it. Ya Rabbi, allow my eyes, my hands, my tongue, my heart, allow my entire life to be in complete submission to you in a way that is pleasing to you. Ya Rabbi, we ask you in this blessed month of Ramadan, accept our siyam. Ya Rabbi, accept our siyam and our qiyam, our ruku', our sujood. Ya Rabbi, we ask you to accept all of us from the righteous in this world and allow us to enter the Bab al-Rayyan, the door of Rayyan that is exclusive only for those that fast. Ya Rabbi, we ask you to allow all of us to enter Jannah through the door of Rayyan and to your mercy. Allahumma ameen. We send peace and blessings to our Rasul, salawatu Rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi, kama amrana subhanahu wa ta'ala fi tanzili. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusallun ala al-Nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات, إنك قريب سميع مجيب الدعوات. اللهم إننا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل, ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل. اللهم تقبل صيامنا, اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا ودعاءنا وتوبتنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أدخلنا في جنة الفردوس الأعلى يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إننا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل, ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل. ربنا تقبل هذا الدعاء, اللهم تقبل هذا الدعاء, اللهم تقبل هذا الدعاء. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين. أقم الصلاة.